This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد. In the year 1798, Napoleon invaded Egypt and Palestine. When he came there and met the Muslims, he tried to deceive them. And he lied to them, saying that we are your fellow Muslims, and that we have come to liberate you from tyranny. The Muslims were not deceived. And so they fought until they defeated Napoleon after several years, causing him utter defeat and making him to return to France. But only after committing several untold atrocities. Three decades later, in the year 1830, France invades Algeria. But this time, when they come, they don't come trying to deceive the Muslims, but rather showing open hostility and enmity. And so what takes place after that? For the next 130 years is something that has been recorded in history as one of the bloodiest campaigns. And so the result of their colonization of Algeria left 5 million Muslims dead. 1.5 million only in the last years of that colonization, when Algeria sought independence in 1962. Entire villages and towns razed, demolished, entire tribes eliminated, the treasuries robbed of gold and silver, to the point where they took the skulls of those who resisted. They took their skulls, and among them were some Muslim scholars. They took them as trophies to Paris and displayed them in a museum. And it was only in this year, back in July, that they returned those skulls to Algeria. My dear brothers and sisters, although the colonization of European powers of the Muslim world recorded many, many atrocities against Islam and the Muslims. None of them excelled France and the French. One of the great scholars of hadith of the last century, Sheikh Ahmed Shakir, he says, the enmity of the French towards Muslims and their mad devotion in working to try to wipe Islam out and fighting against Islam is far worse than that of the British. And the Algerian scholar from the last century, Sheikh Muhammad al-Bashir al-Ibrahimi, he says, the law of the French is that they accuse the innocent of the crime of the criminal. They look at you with one look, whether you are pacifists or whether you are insurgents. They look at you with one look, and that is that they are your enemy and you are theirs. He says, by Allah, if you were to ask them for 1,000 years, their hostile look at you would never change, which is designed to obliterate you and to obliterate your religion. When we look at what has been taking place over the last several weeks in France, when we look at these events, we cannot divorce it from the history and that relationship between France and Islam and the Muslims. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, hatred for Islam and the Muslims is deeply rooted in that society. At all levels, it is institutionalized at all levels. If we were to only look at the last several decades, when so many Muslims have migrated to France, we see the discrimination against them in particular. And so if we were to look over the last 20 years alone, in 2003, they banned the hijab in public schools and other public areas. In 2010, they banned the niqab to be worn in public. If we were to look at the prisons, even though the Muslim population of France is only 10%. 50 to 70% of the population of the prisons is Muslim. Any Muslim who has lived in France can tell you of the open discrimination and Islamophobia and hatred that is rampant in that society. If we were to look at the numbers recently, Islamophobic incidents have increased by 77% over the last 2 years, since 2017. French secular hatred of Muslims is part of everyday speech in the government, in the media, and this all culminated when a few weeks ago the French president declared openly, without any shame, he said, Islam is a religion in crisis. He said, Islam is a religion in crisis everywhere in the world, not only here in France. And then He announced the steps that he plans on taking. To liberate, as he called it, to liberate Islam. Just like 200 years ago, Napoleon declared the same when he entered Egypt and Palestine. And so what is part of his plan? To shut down tens of hundreds of masajid, which have already been shut down. To investigate several Muslim charities planning to dissolve them. To raid Muslim homes, which has already taken place. To raid Muslim homes. Homes of people who have no criminal record, who are not part of any criminal investigation. And their interior minister, he declared, he said, that yes, these people have no part of terrorism, no crime, but we are sending a message to the Muslims. Their plan consists of criminalizing any organization that combats Islamophobia. And his plan finally ended in using freedom of speech to attack and insult our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so let it be clear, my dear brothers and sisters, that this is no freedom of speech, but rather it is the hatred, the enmity that has always been there in their hearts that is coming out for the world to see today. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بِطَانَةً مِّن دُونِكُمْ لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ خَبَالًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers, O you who believe, don't take them as allies, the munafiqun and Ahlul Kitab. Why? Because they wish to do you harm. وَدُّوا مَا عَنِتُّمْ. They wish to see you suffering. قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. It has come out from their mouths. Their enmity, their hatred has come out from their mouths. وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. But what remains in their hearts is far worse. And so what we are seeing today is an example of that. What we are seeing today is a display of what is far worse in their hearts. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wadh-dhikr al-hakim. Aqulu ma tasma'un واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. أما بعد، لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم. الله سبحانه وتعالى He tells us in Surah An-Nur, in the context and the story of the slander of the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was slandered. And although it hurt the believers and it hurt the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا. Don't think that it is something evil. بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. But rather, it is something good for you. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they mocked him. They insulted him. The Arabs used to read lines, hundreds of lines of poetry, insulting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And although poetry was their media, today, not a single line of their poetry insulting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been recorded. But instead, every single word of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been recorded and has lasted forever. They mocked him in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Lahab would go to the market and warn the people from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling the people that he will never succeed. But Abu Lahab and his fellow comrades have gone and have become forgotten. But the mention of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his mission remains. And so that is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to elevate the mention of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no matter what they may do to try to malign him, to insult him. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have elevated your mention. Whereas his enemies, those who insult him, إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Those who oppose you, O Muhammad, they have been cut off of every good, and they will see their bitter end. And so them insulting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way they are doing today, it won't fulfill their goals, but rather it will only come back to haunt them. As the Arab proverb goes, you don't try to stone the stars, except that your stones are going to come back to hit you. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of Macron and his likes, just like he subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of the likes of Kisra, the emperor of Persia. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him a letter inviting him to Islam, what did he do instead? He took that letter and he ripped it up. And so it was only a few years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ripped up his empire. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the recent events, we should not look at them in a negative light, but rather in a positive one. لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Don't think that it is evil, but rather it is good for you. And so look at the good that has come out of these events. Look at the fact that the recent events have brought the Muslims together, united them in a way unlike before. Uniting them in opposition to France. Uniting them in this campaign to boycott France and French products. To the point where it has really hurt them so bad that Macron had to come out begging Muslim countries to end the boycott. Look at the recent events in a positive light and not in a negative one. Look at how it has awakened the many sleeping Muslims, reignited their iman in their hearts. Look at how the recent events, it has caused many to become more curious about Islam. And it will cause many more until they read about it, until they read about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reading about who he really was and accepting Islam as we have seen in the past. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They desire to put out the light of Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only further perfects His light, even if the disbelievers may hate it. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ. It is He, Allah, who sent His Messenger with the true guidance and the religion of truth. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. To make Islam prevail over all other religions and ideologies. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Even if the mushrikun, they may hate it. And so my dear brothers and sisters, each and every single one of us, we have our duty to play in all of this. And so first and foremost, we need to stand to defend our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in whatever capacity we can. Each and every single one of us, we can do so within the capacity, within the ability that Allah has given to us. We shouldn't say, what can I do? The least we can do is to raise awareness about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, creating love for him in the hearts of our young ones, and telling others about him, and continuing this campaign to boycott, for it is extremely effective. We shouldn't say that it doesn't work. No, it works. Each and every single one of us, we have a role to play. Those who are able, we need to write to the government to tell them to put pressure on the French government to end this campaign of hatred against Islam and Muslims. If enough pressure is put, then it will come to an end. Each and every single one of us, we have a role to play, and we should be playing it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the Muslims in France and everywhere in the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise mention of His Prophet, His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause the plots of the enemies of Islam to return back to them in their faces. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم دمر أعداء الدين اللهم أرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك اللهم اجعلهم عبرة للمعتبرين يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء والغلاء والمحن وسوء الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.